Hey, everybody, it's Corey Brunzer here with Bob.
Bob Feckety.
Bob Feckety.
You said my name anyway.
There you go. Also here with us today, friend of the show, Brandon Ivy.
Brandon Ivy.
Brandon! And today on Small Package,
that's your Braun style.
We're talking about Raw. We're talking about SmackDown. Triple H, the dad, has returned to help Kevin Owens claim his rightful place as Universal Champion. But more importantly, we're going to spend two-thirds of the podcast playing Fuck, Marry, Kill with Brandon.
Yeah!
Right here on Small
Package.
Yeah! I did. I give up on stuff pretty quickly. Once you've been around for this podcast for a while, you kind of get the hang of just...
So are you saying I'm phoning it in? Am I not allowed to give you shit at all?
Oh, no, you can give me shit. That's fine.
Okay, that's cool. Am I allowed to cuss?
You are... Yeah, of course.
All right, good.
The weekly, like, Friday show is completely uncensored.
Yeah.
And then the Monday show with Gabe is supposed to be BG, but we forget every time and just immediately start swearing.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's what is this, episode 16, 17?
I don't know, dude.
We're so disorganized. Anyway, welcome back to Small Package. Today, special guest, Brandon Ivy, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Shout out to Brandon Ivy.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Yeah, it's going well. So we're gonna open up with a different segment this week. Instead of going into our reviews and opinions on Raw and SmackDown, we'll get to that later. We're going to open up with Brandon Ivy playing a fun little game here.
I'm so excited.
Brandon, full disclosure, is not an avid wrestling fan. Not actually a wrestling fan at all.
No, I'm not.
You do not care for it.
No, I mean, I'm generally just annoyed by it.
Okay, yeah.
And I think it's pretty dumb.
You know what's funny is that honestly could also sum up a wrestling fan. For most of the year. It's pretty dumb, and I don't know why I like it. I kind of hate it, and I regret it.
It really just raises the question is, why do you continue to support something that you hate?
Oh, shit.
But it's been good lately.
Yeah, it actually has been. Like, lately, it's been pretty good. So, like, between pretty good and really good. But, I don't know. If you asked us this question, like, right before WrestleMania, we would have been like, I don't know. Maybe we should just give up on this fucking company.
Sure.
But lately it's been pretty fun. Anyway, so we're going to play a game today with Brandon. It's a variation on FMK, but instead of kill, we're going to play Fuck, Marry, Wrestle. So we're going to show Brandon, who, by the way, has no idea who any of these people are for the most part.
Yeah.
We're going to show him three pictures of three different wrestlers, or in some of these cases, three pictures of one wrestler from three different eras.
Because
like some of them have changed drastically over the years. And we're going to show him three pictures, and then he's going to tell us which one he would fuck, which one he would marry, and which one he would fight in a fight. And we'll say it's like a shoot fight.
Oh,
like,
man, a real fight.
Like your shoot fight. Not like a wrestling match. Like the third
like
person.
Like an MMA match.
Just so you know, the Brock Lesnar one, go ahead and put him under fuck or marry. Do not put Brock Lesnar under fight or wrestle. That one, that would be a mistake.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to end up dead.
So we figured we would start with one that is pretty easy.
Sure.
Bob has it queued up. And we're going to start with the New Day.
The New Day.
The New Day.
So the New Day.
So we have three members of New Day here.
Okay.
From left to right, you have Kofi Kingston.
Sure.
In the middle, you have Xavier Woods.
Sure.
And on the right, you have Big E.
And then there's other pictures. That one's pretty good.
Big E.
That one's not bad.
Big E's the easiest to tell, but Xavier, usually Kofi has like the kind of like short dreads.
Sure.
And Xavier usually has like the poofy ball.
Sure.
So
I'm just supposed to base who I'd fuck, marry, and kill, or Russell.
Right.
Based on just these pictures.
We can, if you'd like, tell you a bit about their personalities.
Sure. You know, I'll take a little summation of who these people
okay.
are.
Okay. So
I mean, if I'm going to marry somebody, it's someone
Xavier is a real big nerd. He loves anime. He's Xavier. The guy with the trombone
the trombone.
Yeah.
Andre 3000.
He's a big nerd. He loves video games. He runs the WWE video game channel where they play games.
Up,
and
up, down, down.
Yep. He's a big nerd. So he likes the anime, plays trombone.
He's the one
kind of like their mouthpiece.
He checked out their WrestleMania 32 outfit, which was that came out in the
Dragon Ginyu, Ball Z.
The Ginyu Force armor.
Right.
Hey, a comic that I get emailed to me every day.
Mm. Nice.
Shout out to Sheldon Comics, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
So Xavier with the dreadlocks, he's been in the WWE for the longest. Sure. He's kind of the dad.
Yeah,
he takes care of them. He's also really high flying and exciting still though. Mm-hmm. Sure. So he hits some really big energetic moves.
Yeah, Xavier is known for at like events like the Royal Rumble always having the most creative way not to get eliminated, which is usually like acrobatics.
I mean, it's Kofi, Xavier. But
oh, Kofi, sorry, Kofi. Very
can
flexible.
You not tell the difference between these three?
Then Big E is a huge goof, and he's always wagging around his hips and licking his.
He's
in
the club. He's the one who drags them to like club events when they're not actually in the ring.
And he's also really into bodybuilding, so he's really dedicated to go to the gym.
And he's a dedicated that's how he got his start was as a bodybuilder.
Okay,
which you can tell from his appearance.
Yeah, no, he's a lot bigger than the other two.
He is Big E after all.
You know, if you're gonna be Big E,
yeah, dude. So based with the pictures and that information, who do you think you would fuck, marry, and wrestle?
I'm gonna go with what was the first guy's name with the little
the guy with the trombone?
Yeah,
Xavier. That's Xavier.
Xavier Woods.
I'm gonna give him a marry.
Oh,
okay. Xavier Woods gets the marry. So
and then Big E, I'll give the fuck.
Uh huh.
And then the other one, I'll wrestle.
He'd wrestle Kofi. Yeah.
That's probably a good call.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Like honestly, if you had to fight one of them in a shoot fight, it would not be Big E.
No. Also, Big E is the kind of guy who you'd have a really fun night with.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'd probably like make you breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't want to put a ring on it.
No.
There you go.
No. You'd want to hit that and quit it.
Hit it. Quit it. Done. So.
Next group.
That brings us to the next group.
The Wyatts.
So, for the next group, this is going to be maybe a little harder. I got Luke and Bray pulled up. If you want to pull up Braun Strowman. So, we're going with three members of the Wyatt family. There is Bray Wyatt. And this is Bray.
But I'm going to do Braun Strowman recent because he looks so much better.
Yeah, do recent Braun Strowman just for his own sake here. So this is Bray.
Okay.
He's definitely unhinged.
Well, right now I'm already kind of wishing we would have left Kill as an option.
Well, I mean, you could kill them in the fight. It's a shoot fight. You'd have to kill them, but
I'd have to fight him to death. Wow.
The picture. This is a terrible picture.
That's a horrible.
This
picture.
Is the picture of just him looking at the eyes.
That's
really this is what he looks like when he gets all sweaty in the ring. It's kind of miserable, but this is a good neutral picture of Bray Wyatt. There
are these people from Florida or something?
Yeah, that's their basically.
Actually,
Well, like
they fucking K-fabe. Look like it.
Kayfabe, yeah.
He's from Rochester.
He's from Rochester. He's a librarian.
Hometown what? Proud. Friend of the show. Rochester, New York. Friend of the show.
So this is Luke Harper.
Sure.
Luke Harper.
He's got some crazy eyes going.
Yeah, and that's his normal
look. His balding spot, fun fact, he has a bald spot, but it's actually because he had to have a surgery done, and they're like, we can like fix it for you. And he's like, no, this actually works better for my character that I have this.
Yeah, it's true.
So.
And then
he's committed.
So this is the new look of Braun Strowman.
That's Braun! Braun!
So. That's good face pick. That's good body pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's not him.
I don't think
that is not him.
That's Braun.
There's not many photos of him in his new look because it hasn't been around for long.
He's only been doing the new look. That's his old look. But
what's really the difference between the new and the old look?
His hair is shaved on the sides. Yeah. His beard's a little bit nicer trimmed.
It's a little clean. It's a little cleaner.
It's definitely cleaner. And it may with his old look. His face honestly looked so tiny. On his head, it was comical.
The way that his hair framed,
like it just looks much better.
The framing of his hair. So Bray Wyatt is the leader of the Wyatt family.
That's unfortunate.
Very charismatic.
He's very charismatic.
When he talks, you listen.
His promos are very interesting, but it's usually like, man, when the sun is hot, do you know what is on the other side, man? The hounds are calling, and they tell you to follow.
The buzzards.
Follow the buzzards.
Man,
Luke Harper, very quiet. His character does not talk very much.
Yeah.
When he does talk, it's usually like, hey, 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 hey. That's not a joke either. Usually when he talks, it's like him just in the ring, just shouting like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
It started with that match against Titus O'Neil when Titus went like, urrah, urrah, urrah. And then he hit him and went, urrah. And I was like, oh my God. Why? I was like, why is he doing, why is that guy doing that? But he's very quiet, but loyal. Luke Harper is the most loyal of them. He's never turned on Bray.
He's never turned on somebody on his own team slash family.
The Wyatts have split up several times because they all just, they're all mad dogs, dude. So,
okay,
you know, but he doesn't ever turn on Bray.
Sure.
And then
Braun is just a big old monster. And his entry music literally starts with him going, Braun! Braun! that's pretty much it. Like,
right.
Really, the Wyatts don't talk. There is a fourth Wyatt, but we deemed him like
so. He's
so ugly. Like
he's ugly. And
this is Braun Strowman's entrance music. Come on.
Well, at least we got things queued up on this podcast.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean, if you've ever listened to the show, we're super professional.
Of course, I've never listened to the show.
I'm gonna pull up Eric Rowan while you pull up.
Oh, music. Just a picture, just for. Yeah, so that's Ron Strowman's
Eric Rowan.
Eric Rowan was nicknamed Big Red for a little while.
Sure.
But
I like him in this goat mask.
If you like masks, I think we got some stuff coming up for you. But
Yeah, he looks pretty insane. But the unfortunate part is I do like redheads. So.
Ooh. Ooh, so do you want to sub in Rowan for Braun Strowman, since Braun's probably the more generic of the three?
Sure.
Okay, so update.
Last minute decision. Last minute
change.
Change the card. Card to subject.
All right,
change.
So now let's decide, Brandon. You got fuck, marry, wrestle, Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper, and Eric Rowan. And Eric Rowan, it should be noted for his character, again, just going by the characters,
sure,
he's the like subtly more intelligent member of the group.
Sure.
Where he's, you know, he's underappreciated, and that's why he turned on the Wyatt family. Is because he felt like they didn't appreciate him. They made him stand there in that mask and not do anything. And he's like, right, I'm capable, guys, put me in the game, coach, and they never did. So
damn. That little piece of story about him really almost changes my mind.
Oh, shit. But, what up?
Let's see.
Bob, are you writing down the result?
No, I subbed Dean for Cena in this one because Cena wasn't represented on the card.
Do we have Dean in any of them? The Shield run. Okay.
What's this guy's name again?
Luke Harper.
Luke Harper. I'm going to go for a Mary because... apparently he doesn't talk. And to be honest, you know, I'll take a silent partner. That sounds great.
Okay.
Okay.
Bray is going to get the wrestle. And ooh. I'm going to probably sneak in a chair.
In all fairness, has a gun, I think duct Bray would probably the be the easiest it. One to legit take of the Wyatts.
Right.
And that might even be including Luke.
Or right. Braun?
No, Luke. Like oh, I right. feel like Luke would you, oh, people Luke would see wrestle, Luke yeah. would be the easiest one, but I don't know. Then again, Bray's new jacked look. Anyway,
hey. So wait. So then you're.
Oh wait, you weren't representing. Did you pull up his new thing with the dreads? Because that's what he looks like. Present.
If Bray, his new thing is that he has dreads, it just makes me want to kill him more.
Okay.
Okay. Fair. Fair.
Yeah.
So and then so that means the fuck goes to Rowan.
Yeah. Because I like redheads.
Okay,
fair.
Do you want to just mark that down real quick? Because we had a.
I really don't care.
Oh,
what are we gonna do? A recap of that right? or some shit?
Write it on the blog on the Podbean account.
I mean, just listen back to it.
Oh, that's a good point. Just yeah, fuck you, people who read, fucking nerds trying to fucking read.
Give me my phone. We gotta pull up.
All right. All right, keep things going here. Keep it going.
Corey gave me a ton, and we are not doing all
this. We probably won't get through all of them. So you want to do the Shield next?
Sure. Let's keep it modern.
Look up Roman. I got Dean and Seth over here. So the next one are three guys who were kayfabe. You know, they're all brothers, as it were. They were in the Shield together.
Wait, actually brothers?
No, not actually.
So they're fake brothers?
They're fake brothers, okay. Yes.
So they fake fight together as brothers?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
cool. They did.
But they aren't even like fake brothers in that wrestling is fake and they're fake brothers. Like they, right. It's like they were fake, fake brothers.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. So first off, let's go with Dean Ambrose. So this is Dean.
Dean Ambrose.
He's built as being the unhinged.
Well, now he's the kingpin.
Unstable.
They've really pushed that down. He has not, in the past few weeks, been mentioned as being a lunatic.
Oh, I forgot. I had a question about the Wyatts.
Oh, yeah.
Before I made a decision. Although I kind of got distracted.
They kind of have mystical powers, too. I don't know if you told you about that.
They're magic.
None of them ever lynched anybody, right?
No. Okay. Not that we know of.
They kind of... Reference that they were gonna.
Oh, they
on this compound thing.
They had a fight against the New Day, who you saw first,
right?
On their quote unquote compound in Louisiana.
Oh god!
And then it's like it looked like the Wyatts were gonna lose, and then fucking 50 dudes in sheet masks, all of them white dudes, by the way, it rolled up in trucks, and then all three members of the New Day were like, fuck this, got in their car and drove away.
Right.
So this is Dean.
Okay.
So
right back to this Dean.
Yeah, so this is Dean Ambrose.
He looks like a douchebag so far.
Cool.
He's from Cincinnati.
It's kind of a generic photo of him.
That's not helping his chances.
So he was you know, he in the Shield, he was the crazy unstable one. This is Seth Rollins. He was billed as the architect of the Shield. He's the guy who was in charge.
Very
pompous guy. He's very, I would say that line between confidence and arrogance.
Sure.
Happy trail, if that does anything for you.
Sure.
Oh, show him in his all whites.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
If you can find an all white.
That's a sick photo of him with the two belts.
Anyway, here's Roman.
Roman Reigns over here. He's billed as like the silent badass,
right?
Although now we wish he would be silent.
Yeah,
now he has since become less silent, but and he's not the best talker, as it were.
But sure. he is.
Oh, he looks good in this.
He is in WWE world, cousins to The Rock, and not in WWE world. Very loosely related to The Rock.
Yeah. It's one of those like Samoan things where like you can sort
it's
of
like
trace
family
back
members,
to, like,
but
cousins,
then they were like,
sure.
But it's not direct. Here's Seth Rollins in the all white.
Has he ever shown a willingness to cut his hair?
Not really. It's always been that way. But he has very blue eyes. This is Seth Rollins.
He doesn't.
And it's like all white.
You know that was contacts, right?
This is character we're talking about, though. We're not talking
about. But he doesn't use those anymore.
Oh, he gave those up?
Yeah, he gave those up a while ago.
But did he have them when he was in the Shield?
Do they have an explanation as to why this person changed their eye color?
No. WWE doesn't work like that. You're going way too far. So, yeah, that's.
That's the Shield.
Oh, we might actually. I know this could give unfair advantage. Like, there's also dick pics of Seth Rollins readily available on the internet.
Seth Rollins' dick pics.
We might as well.
There's.
Well, are these his character's dick or his real life?
You know, it blurs the line.
Oh man,
that's a good question.
Is it admissible in court?
No, I think this is.
We'll just go.
Was it Colby? Shirtless.
Colby Lopez.
Colby Lopez dick pics. It's not Seth Rollins' dick pics.
Because it was because he got caught. Having an affair on his girlfriend or fiance, and then she
his
was
real
just
life
like
girlfriend or his wrestling
real life.
Oh, okay,
he like he
does
got
he
caught
have a wrestling girlfriend.
No. I mean no, but
he's like baby, I just fuck her when I wrestle. It's cool,
but
I really love you.
All right, so Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. You got to fuck one, marry one, and shoot, fight, wrestle one.
I'm gonna shoot Dean.
So you're gonna fight him. He's gonna fight Dean Ambrose.
Yeah. I'm gonna. I'll marry Roman. Fucks it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Lauren would agree with you on marrying Roman.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Lauren.
Friend of the show.
Very,
picking up
very
on
much
it.
A friend of the
You're
show.
You're catching on.
Yeah.
Yeah, friend of the show. All right. So you'd fight Dean Ambrose and then marry Roman and fuck Seth, right?
Sure.
Well, that's cool. So who's up next?
Let's do KO Sammy Cesaro.
All right. So who
I'll
do you
do Cesaro. You do KO and Sammy.
So we're looking up next.
You know,
Kevin
I'm waiting
Owens.
For one of these to be like, oh, yeah, I definitely fucked that person.
Well,
like, no
well,
question.
Let's see how you feel about it. Honestly, I feel like in one way, Sure. You would lean towards Cesaro for this, okay. And in a totally opposite way, you'll lean towards Kevin Owens in this.
Mm. Yeah, so...
But then again, Sammy's a really good option, too. Yes. Honestly.
It's going to be hard.
Honestly,
since
like,
we're giving information, Sami Zayn is a Canadian what is he? Is he half Hispanic?
Muslim?
He's half Hispanic, half Arabic, Canadian guy. It's his whole like background is absolutely crazy.
But he's also a ginger.
Wait, he's a half a language?
He's also a pale ginger.
What?
A language? You said Arabic.
Or Middle Eastern.
Oh.
Sorry. So he's like half Middle Eastern, but he's also a ginger, which is crazy. Anyway.
Okay, so this guy's all over the place.
He's all over the place. He's a lot of stuff. So first we got Kevin Owens. He is your current WWE.
He's a cocky, loudmouth.
Oh, I saw
French Canadian.
I mean, a video of this dude.
He is. Yeah, he's a Canadian guy. Yeah.
French Canadian. French Canadian.
Yeah. He's got some bulk on him, but he can also. He's very athletic for his size. One of his signature moves is running and doing a standing front flip into
a
corner.
And he's very insultingly funny, like very funny. But in like a, you know, he's always saying other, he's demeaning to people when being funny.
I could
relate to that.
Like he's always shouting at the crowd, making fun of people.
Sure.
You know.
And loves his kid. He's
got a kid.
His
son. Wait, in real life?
Or? In real life.
His character. I don't know if they've ever brought his. No,
in kayfabe.
They did bring his wedding and everything into kayfabe, though. They did bring his wedding into kayfabe.
They did?
Because they said that Sammy and Kevin were at each other's weddings.
Fair.
So they did bring the families into kayfabe.
And if you count up, up, down, down is kayfabe.
Yeah, and he was on there with his son. But I feel like I'll go ahead and go with like a full body image is the last one I'll leave up on the screen.
Oh, God. Those like short boot combo looks horrible.
Well.
You should really work on a new outfit.
Does he still do that? I think he still wears
that. Yeah, that's pretty much
so the same here's look. Sami Zayn. So there's a shirtless pic of Sammy. We got him. Wow. Hanging out at a press conference.
Right, yeah. He's a cutie.
He's got a lot of hair.
Yeah.
He's a very hairy dude.
Yeah, that's all right.
And then we have Cesaro.
Who's the opposite.
Sure.
Cesaro,
he's buff.
Cesaro in kayfabe and in real life speaks six languages?
Yeah, he's Swiss.
He's a very smart man.
Yeah.
Well, Sammy's Canadian and Kevin Owens is French Canadian and he is Swiss. So these are the international guys.
Yeah, so we went kind of like with an international theme here.
Sure.
And also, like, former indie guys who are now, like, heading the company. So we have Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Cesaro.
And, like, the three best workers in the company now.
So, these are our three guys right now.
Let's see.
Who do you fuck, who do you marry, and who do you fight?
Sami Zayn's going to get the marry.
Oh! That
was pretty easy.
I'm actually surprised by that.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Anyway, hey, there it is.
Yeah,
you
there
said
we go.
There's no guy.
You
know,
you ask and you shall receive. Sami Zayn to my rescue. I really don't like Kevin Owens' look. He really looks like a douchebag.
Well, he is. Like that's his character. He is.
So, I'm gonna give him. A fuck, but I'm going to be really hard about it. It's going to be a really, like, hate fuck sort of shit.
It's going to get in there.
You know what, though? I feel like that's the way Kevin Owens would want it.
Probably.
Like he would also reciprocate that with a, you know, I really can't stand you, but this is pretty good right now.
Sure.
Dude, he would fucking donkey punch you while going.
Well, maybe I'll donkey punch
him. Wait,
back.
So then you're going
to Well, that means you're
going
to have to fight like
Cesaro.
Well, I'm going to pound for pound the strongest guy in the WWE.
I'll oil wrestle Cesaro and I'll be real slow about it.
All right. So, Sami Zayn, we finally that was pretty early on that we found the wrestler who was going to do it for Brandon, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when's his next match?
I think we should do
Monday, like 8 fights every Monday.
I think we should do the masked guys.
All right. So do you want to look up Ray?
Sure.
So, next up, we're doing some luchadors. Rey Mysterio is no longer with the WWE.
But he's also the best known lucha wrestler in the world, probably.
Right. Sure. So, and all of these men do have masks on. And so,
are they like luchadors in that they don't take them off?
Yeah, they
well,
do not.
Well, Rey started wrestling in his career in WCW with no mask on.
Yeah, but very, very briefly. And for the majority of his career, he's not.
He's been masked.
But I mean, it's not like you don't know what his face looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I understand.
But some of them, like, you don't know what they look like.
Right.
Yeah. Like
some of them live the
like some of them take it seriously
real hard
where they like they even when they're at the airport they don't take them off and shit.
Wow.
So here we have first up Kalisto. So Kalisto is like the newest luchador in WWE. There's a
Pilates shirt as a performer.
Yeah,
he's really exciting. A high flyer. Personality wise, he's just kind of like
excited.
He's excited.
He's excited is his personality. He's yeah. Like, I love being in WWE. I love wrestling here. This was my dream. I'm so happy. Oh, that's an action figure. The action figure is probably not. There's a good one right there of Kalisto. So there's Kalisto.
Yeah.
You know.
So far, I'm feeling kind of.
Okay. So next up is Sin Cara. That's a good first picture of Sin Cara right there.
You need to like masks for Sin Cara.
Yeah, because Sin Cara's, like, at least with Kalisto's, you can see some eyes and Rey's do. Sin Cara is without face, is what that means. So it's very specifically, you do not see face with Sin Cara. There's him with Kalisto, their tag partners. And then there's a nice,
great body on,
nice little picture Sin Cara. Of him. So then let's go to Rey. So we're here with Rey Mysterio.
Rey is like arguably the shortest guy in the WWE too.
Rey, like just to give you real quick, because it's sometimes hard to tell with the heights. Kalisto is like 5'5", I want to say.
Yeah.
Maybe a little shorter. Rey Mysterio is shorter than that. Rey Mysterio is like 5'2".
Wow, really? That's shorter than me. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's a very, very short man.
Which is amazing that they put the belt on him.
Yeah.
But
one time for like 3 days. So, yeah. But yeah, so that's a nice picture of all three of them. Now you get kind of a feel. Sin Cara is the tallest of them. Sin Cara is, I believe, like 6.
Like maybe.
5'11", somewhere in that bar.
He's like definitely the tallest.
He's like he's about like my height. And then but these guys are shorter.
Sure.
So
I'm gonna give. And
I know we didn't talk personality about Sin Cara. That's because Sin Cara
he's also been two different people.
Well, also they did at one point fire the original and just hire a new guy and put him in the same outfit.
Sure,
because you can.
Sure,
but he does not talk. He's like supportive of Kalisto the same way he was supportive of Rey Mysterio.
Right.
So all
right. Well, I'm gonna give. I'm gonna fight Kalisto.
Fight Kalisto.
Just because I'm just kind of, I don't care.
Just not feeling him?
Yeah, I'm just not feeling him.
Gotcha.
I'd fuck Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Because I've never fucked somebody shorter than me. I feel like that'd be interesting.
Okay.
You know?
And you'd marry Sin Cara.
Yeah. Because, again, I like the idea of a silent, supportive partner.
Okay. Wow. I think the next one we should do is... a throwback classic. Let's go DX.
Okay.
I think DX will be
so fun. Are you looking up Sean Waltman? Or
okay,
you
I'll look up
Sean. All right. So we're going to go with the old version of DX. So this is as they were in the Attitude Era. And I'm thinking, I'm not doing the Lemmy mustache Triple H. I'm talking about like original DX. So, long blonde hair era trips.
No, that's not going to help his chances.
Oh, I know. Again, this is just about, it's more about. So
but here's, Shawn Michaels is a sexy boy.
Oh, this is the perfect image.
Sexy boy. I'm just going
to, I don't even have to do anything else. So on the right, you have, you have Triple H from like the heyday of DX. Yeah. And next to him, you have Shawn Michaels.
Sure.
And X-Pac. AKA Shaw Waltman is what Bob is pulling up. Here's another one of the two of them. Shawn Michaels has a lot of chest hair. Triple H, not so much.
Sure.
Of course, this is also 90s hot. Well, at least right. 90s attempt at.
What are these people?
This is.
Are they still around?
Honestly, today? Trips looks real good today.
Yeah, Trips today looks like. If you want to see how they've aged, we can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it would be fair to go with the most modern.
Honestly, like, guys are. Wait, do you want to see them today or do you want to see them as they were?
Because that's the big thing is that, real quick, Shawn Michaels has aged all right. Trips has aged phenomenally. Shawn Waltman has
identical.
Has not not like change.
Right.
Which, well, yeah, like, well, Shawn yeah, Michaels definitely. Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels looks like an old man now. Yeah. Yeah.
We can do like a classic Mary Fuck Kill someday.
So we're looking present day?
Yeah. So that's what we're doing now. Shawn Michaels. So we're pulling up Shawn Michaels from today. These are again old. Well, real quick, I know if we're going through all time what they look like, that's sure. The original Shawn Michaels. Like,
wow.
Super tufted.
Yeah.
Right there on the chest.
Yeah.
Long hair.
A lot of chest hair.
A lot of
long hair.
This is the closest to him today.
Yeah. Okay.
There's not really pictures of him today, like shirtless as much. Oh, wait. Well, WrestleMania 32, he was out there. So
I like how you have an encyclopedic knowledge of when wrestlers were shirtless.
Well, here's probably the best Sean Waltman picture you're going to get today.
Wow.
But like,
he looks horrible.
He looks identical. That's super old, but yeah. Like.
Now, this dude, no matter what the era, he's getting a kill already.
Sean Waltman. Xbox Heat. I like how Xbox Heat carries over to people who have no knowledge of him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, so I guess Xbox just out now. Like, he's.
He
does, by the way. Can I see that picture of him? That's current, right?
Probably.
He totally does look like somebody who was on like a VH1 Behind the Music where they can't find him, but he allegedly killed somebody.
Right.
This is Triple H today and Shawn Michaels today. They've both aged very well.
That is not Shawn Michaels today.
Yeah, it is. That's WrestleMania 32.
Okay, never mind.
I mean, that literally comes from Shawn Michaels or Chris. Oh, what does that say? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 32. So. That's them today.
And this is
Triple H.
That's Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
He looks a lot better today.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, so anyway.
He's a bodybuilder is the thing. That's how he got his start. And then he was like not as active of a wrestler.
Sure.
He went back to it.
Right. Well, yeah, I'll give him the Mary because like daddy, right?
He does seem like he'd be a good dad.
Yeah.
I mean, in a lot of aspects, personality wise too, like, He's always the one who, out of character, comes up to wrestlers and is like, you know, if you need anything, you need support, I'm here for you.
I mean, that's not exactly what I meant by that. But anyway.
Well, different kind of data. I'm sorry. So.
Yeah, and then I'll give Shawn Michaels a fuck.
All right. So, fuck Shawn Michaels. I
make him cut his hair first, though.
Yeah. Okay, let's do the last one here. Let's go to the faces of SmackDown, mostly for the gay community.
Yes.
So look up Cena AJ. And AJ. I got Dolph.
Okay, AJ Styles is.
Who the fuck is this pale?
Oh, Sheamus. We have Sheamus. If we get to it, we have Sheamus in another one. There's a couple of fun ones on there.
Oh yeah, no. Well, Sheamus, you'd see if it was kill. Sheamus would be number one, especially compared to Finn and Wade, because these are two good looking men. Like, I am straight, and these two men are beautiful.
I'm looking up.
I kind of want to see these ones just to know.
Well, we can get to them, dude. Don't worry. We got options. There's lots of wrestlers, and for the most part, a lot of the guys we're showing you are still active today. So John Cena, you already know what he looks like, but there's a picture of John Cena, the human action figure.
Yeah.
And then AJ Styles, he's got his initials tattooed on his ribs. So if that annoys you, but there's AJ Styles.
And then there's Dolph Ziggler.
His hair's a little darker now because now he's kind of grown most of the blonde out of it.
That was a funny like thrusting picture.
Yeah,
and
that's
he's from he went Hollywood. To Kent.
Yeah, he went to Kent State and he lives in Hollywood, Florida. That's a good one right there. That's the closest to today. So this is AJ Styles.
this is haircut.
He's very cocky and has a southern accent
I'm not
too.
Really
if that
liking
makes a
any
difference.
Of these options.
So AJ Styles, he's got that kind of weird haircut. That's
and also he would hate anything about this because he's very like
evangelical Christian,
Southern Christian.
So he's a homophobe.
Yeah, well, I don't. It's just I don't know. I don't know if I would necessarily. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I can't say if he is or not. But the sure.
There's
big
a
joke.
Meme. There's a meme that came out of an interview where you know a radio guy or they called in and he's like, "Hey AJ." I don't know if you're aware of this, but you actually have a big following in the gay community.
No, well, at first he said bears are big fans of you. like people who were into bear. Well, it was also he had a little more hair at the time. He since has shaved, but he used to have a lot of chest hair.
He really didn't want the bears following him anymore.
I guess so. And so when they said bears like you, and then he was like, I don't know, what does that mean?
Right.
And then they were like, oh, it's a subsect of the gay community. Mm-hmm. And he on air was like,
the gay community,
the gay community. Like his voice cracked, and then everyone laughed at the way he said that. And then he's like, "Can we? No offense to anyone out there. I appreciate all my fans. Much love. But can we just go to the next question?"
Well, he did not say that. You're sugarcoating it. But
which one?
They were like, ugh, and they shut him off. Shut it off. And then,
oh, is that what they did?
And then they're like, okay, next caller. And then the guy was like, well, I was going to ask you a question, but the way you just handled that last one, I need to know. And then they shut him off, and they're like, ugh, a lot of jokers on the line tonight. Like, that's how that clip went.
Oh, sure. I've only heard the actual audio of him saying the gay community, then red recap, so I trust your opinion on a lot more. But yeah, so
considering
that's,
you actually heard it,
since you heard it, so that's AJ Styles, that's John Cena, and that's Dolph Ziggler, who's the cocky. It's like his slogan is "It's too bad, I'm too good."
Yeah,
and like stealing the show, stealing your girl. That's his kind of motif.
He's also here to show the world. He's here to show the world.
Bring it on! Like I love Dolph Ziggler, and like he comes out and like gyrates the hips and like pulls his hair back.
He's Shawn Michaels today.
Yeah, he's the
like he's today what Shawn Michaels was.
Who's Shawn Michaels?
The guy with the long hair from the last set we just did.
The DX set
that you'd make him cut his hair.
Sexy boy. Okay. I'm such a sexy boy. Shawn Michaels' entrance music is "I'm not your boy toy."
Sexy boy.
He knew what he was. He was like a male stripper that became a wrestler. Okay. And Dolph Ziggler is the new version of that.
Sure.
So, got it. And then John Cena is hustle, loyalty, respect, selling lunchboxes, and making
family
wishes. Family man.
He'll treat you right.
Yeah. I'm going to give John Cena the fight. Ooh. Just because he has a weird looking body. It's gross. And also, like, fuck him.
Also, he'd be nice with you. He wouldn't.
Fuck him. Fuck John Cena.
Ooh,
I don't want to be
a dirty fighter. If this was like a legit fight, like he'd knock you out and be like, okay, I won. Like, I'll help you back up and everything. Like, he'd be a good competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, right. I forgot this was like an actual fight, not just straight up murdering this person.
It's a fight.
Right.
It's not like a homicide life in the streets. Like, you know, if you choose to fight Dolph Ziggler, he's not coming up to you in an alley with a shank or anything like that. It's like you're in a ring, but it's a real fight.
Right.
So.
Right. So, anyway, okay. So, I'm going to give John Cena the fight.
Okay.
I'm going to fuck AJ Styles just because he'd probably hate it.
Oh. Hate fuck.
Yeah.
The gay community.
You're going to marry Ziggler?
Yeah, I'll marry Ziggler.
Okay. Oh, shit. There we go. I'm going to make sure when I tweet out this episode that I'm going to put an @ to heel Ziggler and be like, you got the Mary. Don't sweat it, dog.
All fairness, Ziggler's also super cute. There like, look at that smile.
This is...
Aw.
Anyway.
What's another
We know who Bob would choose.
Yeah, Bob. Bob, tell us how you feel.
Hey, Lauren, watch out. Let's do Finn, Shamey,
Wade.
He's
going to skip right over this. He's not going to do it. So, Bob, fuck Mary Wrestle. AJ Styles, John Cena, Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, shit. Well, I'd marry Cena. Like, sorry, but I would marry Cena.
You know what? That's a good point. Although, if you could.
He probably has the most money out of all of them.
Oh, easily.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Like, he's the type
of. Considering I've actually heard of him.
Yeah. You'd never work again.
Shit, I barely work now.
Shit, man. Maybe he put you to work.
What is that supposed to mean?
Sexually.
Oh, picture. I thought that was like a race thing.
No. Oh, shit.
Bye, everybody.
Corey Poindexter, I have a foot in my mouth.
Oh, man.
I thought that, and I wasn't going to go there, but I'm glad you did.
I meant more like Fifth Harmony work. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, I've just looked up Wade Barrett, so look up Finn and Shamey.
Okay, so I'm looking up Finn Balor. You might need some blinders when we get to Sheamus. That man is very white.
You might need some blinders when we get to Finn, because that man is gorgeous. Outside of the face paint. The face paint is terrible.
Sure.
because he does like wrestle as Finn Balor, but then he wrestles as like Demon, the Demon King.
Oh.
And so when that he basically has this like
that's Sheamus. Sheamus is super white.
Wow.
They do not let him into the sun.
Yeah, for real. I don't think this dude's ever been in the sun.
And when they do his entrance, they like flood him with white light too.
It's a spotlight.
So he's just literally like
glowing
a ghost.
This is Finn Balor.
Oh god, he's super ugly. Look at that.
You talk about Sheamus?
Yeah.
Yeah, or is this his new
but he's also Irish and he's got a nice Irish accent. A very nice Irish accent.
It should also be noted that
and that's almost a 180.
This is new Sheamus with the weird like Gimli beard thing.
Oh, and his mohawk.
And his mohawk. Like this is his new thing that he's rocking. Sure. But old Sheamus is more just like goatee or chin strap.
Right.
So that if that makes a difference to you. This is Finn Balor. Finn Balor is also from Ireland, but is allowed to see the sun. He does the paint stuff, but this is him without the paint.
Right.
There's probably photos of him not in paint, not mean mugging somewhere in here. Here's a photo of him.
When he's not wrestling, he's also a super goof.
Yeah, he's like
and
a
every
goofy
single
guy.
Every single pose he takes is like this in pictures.
Yeah, he purposefully makes like funny poses, and this is him just in an interview, hanging out and stuff.
Yeah,
And he's definitely
kind of like he's being into some like kinky shit or something.
Jacked. Yeah. And he's also the type who was like on his Twitter like having fun with it and not taking it as seriously.
And now here's Wade Barrett, who is English.
Yes,
A lot of accents this round.
Yeah, this is the super
his goatee look or the beard look is. So
yeah,
I wish the people at home could also see the images that we're showing because like you guys are just hearing us scroll through images and describing the images that we're seeing.
Well, it's literally we're just googling the name.
If you want to do this along at home,
15 people listening to this know what these people look like.
15, you give us too much credit, sir.
And his gimmick was, I've got some bad news.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say knees.
And you'd deliver bad
got
news.
Some bad news.
But that's a good
yeah, there you go. That's a good one. He was a boxer before
bare knuckle boxer nonetheless. A real one too. Like that's not a character thing. He legitimately bare knuckle boxed people.
That's a silly face.
Which is actually healthier in the long run, but
the photos of him without the facial hair though weird me out. Like Nexus era,
yes,
Barrett,
yes,
weird.
He needs that beard.
Oh, but like they asked him to shave it, and then he was like, "I'd like to never do that again."
Yeah.
So Finn Balor, Sheamus, Wade Barrett. We need a fuck, a marry, and a fight or a wrestle.
Let's see. Shit. I'm going to give Finn Balor the fuck.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give this. What was the British guy?
Wade Barrett.
Wade Barrett. I'm going to give him a Mary.
Oh,
he is the best looking out of
put a world. Ring on it.
Yeah. And then I had to fight Sheamus by tripping him into like a tanning bed and watching him burst into flames.
If you get to pick the location of the fight, that is a very good place to fight Sheamus.
I mean, is a tanning bed really a weird place to have on the immediate outside of a ring at a WWE match?
Or you could just challenge him to a fight during the day outside, literally anywhere, and like make
a challenge. I'm like, you must meet me outside at the beach.
Make sure you do, make sure when you do, you point it out. You point out and go in a no sunscreen match. That would fuck him up. Bob, you want to do like one more?
One more. Let's do Titus Henry Benjamin.
Which ones do we have? Do we have also the Rock one?
Well, that's the Rock across three eras, and you mentioned they don't like the older pictures. Okay.
I do like the Rock just in general. So I mean, I guess that'd be kind of funny.
If you also know what the Rock looks like.
Yeah, generally. I mean, it would kind of just be like a.
Which ones haven't we done?
Which we could do Benjamin. Hogan, Macho Man, Ultimate Warrior, those but that's
the,
old.
They're also the three same. They're basically the same.
Cruz, Corbin, Neville, but that's boring. Foley, Heyman, Shano's interesting.
Especially because none of those are gorgeous. None of those are good looking people.
Slater, Miz, Darren, that's not really themed. That's the ones we just slapped together.
That has the dick tattooed on his chest.
No, Brock Lesnar. Oh, wait, which one has Brock in it? We did.
Oh, that's Big Cast Show Brock.
I feel like let's sub out Big Show with Apollo Crews.
What about Mark Henry? Can we do Henry Crews?
Do the Henry Crews Titus? Is that what it was?
Well, no, it's Henry Titus Benjamin. Henry Crews Titus, I guess, makes more sense.
Henry Crews Titus. All right, cool. So I'll look up. Do you want to look up Mark Henry?
Okay.
And you want me to look up Crews and Titus? All right. So I'll look up Apollo Crews. This is the last one we're going to do because I just looked at the time. We've been doing this for 45 minutes. We might not even talk about the shows this week. We're just like, hey, everybody, that's your show. Oh, hey, Kevin Owens won the Universal title. Right. We Ta-da. Talked about it. We're done. So I'm looking up Crews and Titus O'Neil.
Yeah. Okay. Titus O'Neil?
Titus O'Neil?
Titus O'Neil?
Yeah, I know. My inflection, I put emphasis on the wrong parts of words. All right, so this is Apollo Crews. His personality is that he smiles and he spells.
The spelling just started last week, so who knows if it sticks.
So he doesn't have as much personality, although
he kind of looks like what Kevin Hart wishes he looked like.
I can see it in the face. Also, impressive fact, he's not only a bodybuilder, but his athleticism is crazy.
He can do like standing flips and shit.
He can do standing. Oh, sorry. It
was like a flying kick to Sheamus. So
he can do standing moonsaults, which is like it's where you
so do, here,
like feet
stand
over
like this, and you go whoop, feet, and you do a backflip, and then you land on their chest.
Yeah, so it's like a standing.
So if I went whoop and like landed like this on you,
it's right. Like a backflip but harder because your feet extend differently.
Sure.
So he is very, very athletic on top of the fact that he's also just like jacked. This is Titus O'Neil. He is he's like their dad of the year all the time. Like he does a lot of charity work for the company.
But right now he's being a huge asshole.
Well, right now at this very moment, his character is that he's a bad guy because he's resenting his former tag team partner.
But, oh, wait a minute. Isn't this that dude that kissed his son?
He did kiss his son.
It's the guy who kissed his son.
I like how the only things that you really know about wrestling are relevant to like, oh, wait, isn't it that guy who kissed his son on the mouth? And it's like, yeah, that,
I feel like that was
some of the hardest you've laughed in a long time. We showed you that clip.
Oh, my God.
That clip was so funny.
Especially because it wasn't like something that was like an accidental, like, oh, like he turned his head.
He just, like straight up just like kissed him on the mouth.
There was intent.
Now, Mark so Henry weird. Has legitimately won World's Strongest Man.
Yeah, he is strongest man in the world, yeah. Mark Henry. And he can pull trucks. He's done that a lot of times. He's done the World's Strongest Man competition shit. So Mark, that is Mark Henry. His old music entrance was
beat him up.
No. His old one was Sexual Chocolate was his old gimmick, and then they switched it to like beat him up, break his neck, somebody's gonna get the ass kick, somebody's gonna get the wig split. Like it's like a sludgy Titus O'Neil's is just like sports whistles like. And then just like a weird keyboards and him being like ura ura ura, and then Apollo Crews is actually like a fun upbeat like bah, 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 dah, bah, bah,
sure.
Bah, bah, bah. Apollo doesn't have enough a personality to do a personality across the board, right. So I have to do entrance music, my acapella version. So
okay, all right. Well, I'm gonna give the Mary to. Oh, sorry. I forgot I'm not talking to the mic.
It's all good.
I'm going to give the Mary to Apollo.
Okay.
Crews. Because, yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's probably the best looking out of these three.
Okay.
And then, I don't know. I don't know. I
mean, also, if you can't gauge height real quick.
Sure.
Mark Henry is a little taller than me.
Okay.
So he's like 6'1", 6'2". Titus is almost 7 feet tall.
Jesus.
Like Titus is like 6'10".
Right.
And Apollo Crews is sort of kind of like in between. He's like in the like mid sixes.
Okay.
He's tall, but he's not like a Titus is like long arms, super tall. And also he was like a football player. He also is the only person on the WWE roster, past, present, or future, who will be able to say they sacked Peyton Manning in a football game.
Uh-huh.
He does have that, which is kind of cool.
I guess.
if there's anything Brandon cares more about than wrestling, it's football, right?
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. I guess I couldn't see fucking somebody that tall. So I'm going to have to go with Mark Henry. And then I'll fight Titus.
So you're going to fight Titus, marry Apollo, and fuck Mark Henry?
Sure.
There we go. All right, guys. So that's in the books. Brandon, do you want to stick around while we really quickly, we're not going to be doing this too much longer because we are at 48 minutes.
Okay.
And we honestly don't have a ton to talk about from this week.
I didn't watch the first 2 hours of Raw, but from what I heard, it was just like filler stuff.
Yeah. Most of Raw this week didn't really have too much going on that was super important. In fact, I think the thing I want to talk
about, except for obviously the last match, because it's the most important the thing ending. That you can have, naming the biggest champion holder of your
this
company.
This is where I want to go.
Who's that?
So they just debuted the new Universal belt, which is the biggest belt for Raw. And okay. They just did a brand split and they needed a new belt. So,
sure.
They had the big tournament or the competition for it. The match was Seth versus Finn. Finn Balor, the guy with the paint. Seth Rollins, the guy with the happy trail. and the dick pic.
That's important.
But Finn won in the match, but also got his shoulder injured to the point where it needed surgery in the match. So he obviously had to,
in the middle of the match.
Yeah, right there.
He obviously had to drop the belt the next night so he could go get surgery.
Right. And then so Vacant had to defend the title.
So then they had a match on Monday to determine the new head of the company, basically.
Gotcha.
So that is a pretty important thing to have. But the rest of the night was apparently rather dull. But anyway, what I wanted to say about the main match, Corey.
Unusual.
So real quick, before we get to the main match, one thing I want to point out is I fucking called it because there was a moment in the show that I loved how it was kind of understated. They didn't jam it down our throats what was happening. But when Seth came backstage and ran into Mick and Stephanie talking about the Paul Heyman $500 skit, which was all another highlight from the night. When he came up and Seth went and hugged Stephanie, was talking about, I'm just so glad that you guys picked me number one. They're like, you're our guy. And they went in for that hug. And, you know, Steph gave him the hug. Seth hugged her. And then he initiated it. And then Mick kind of did the pat on the shoulder thing. I remember saying to you, they're going to do what they did with the Kurt Angle storyline, where it's like Kurt got a little too close to Stephanie. And getting too close to the sun, Triple H is the sun, but instead of burning your wings off, he buries the shit out of you. And so when it gets to that final match and he comes out there to do the pedigree to Roman, I remember thinking in the back of my mind, oh my God, if he turns on Seth here and helps KO, it's going to bring that kind of element to the storyline. And I'm so glad that they were able to pull that off, but without making it crazy obvious, because now they can, in the exposition, in the story, they can sort of flesh that out without having immediately, as they're, you know, unfolding the events, just being like, oh, by the way, you know, Triple H is mad because Seth got too close to Stephanie. It's kind of nice that they can kind of bring that out a little more organically in the story.
Well, you also don't know if that's the angle that they're going with it.
I guess there's a lot of people online who also think that that's something that they're going with, but
you don't know.
We don't know for sure. I mean, but we never know. We don't know anything for sure. But that's my assumption of what is happening here, especially the way he shot that look to Stephanie as he was leaving. It kind of gave that vibe that they're not on the same page about this, and that could be where they're going.
Speaking of internet rumors, supposedly, KO was not told about the ending of the match.
What?
So there's a moment where KO's lying down and Trips pulls him over and you can see him whisper something, and they cut this section out of the highlights and everything.
Okay.
And a lot of people, Taz started it on his podcast.
Okay.
Taz started talking about it, but Meltzer hinted towards it. He's like, you know, watch out for the new, you know, post.
Right.
But it seems that at that moment, Trips like pulled KO and was like, go home, you know, take it.
Oh my God.
So, dude, well, it allows you to see, you know, a natural live reaction from somebody.
Can I tell you something that makes so much sense? Because I remember in the moment looking at Kevin Owens in the corner and it looked like he was shitting his pants because he hit the pedigree on Rollins and then went over into the corner and Kevin's just like looking up and is just like super wide eyed. And it was like, usually you assume that it's all kayfabe and that it's all work, but it's just that little twinge of something in his eye that kind of seemed like he seemed surprised. And just the way that he was like fucking man crying in the ring after he had it. And Trips is like, yo, like, get up, I'm gonna hold your hand up. And he's just on the ground holding the title, screaming into the title. If that's true, that's really cool. That would be, but Brandon, this is something that happens with us every week that we do the show and every week that we watch wrestling is, you know, you can never truly know because they lie to us. They lie to us all the time.
About
what? Everything.
About everything. We can never know if it was a genuine reaction or if Randy Orton knew he was going to get his gourd busted open.
Or if somebody's actually injured.
I mean, unless
wouldn't it just be so much easier if it was like real?
Just real fighting?
Yeah, like,
but they still act like, if you're talking about UFC, like, those guys cut promos and build themselves up as characters too. Right. Like, sure. Like, that's how you sell tickets. But I mean, at least
their fights aren't written.
Well, sure, it's you can't
allegedly
unless someone's throwing the match.
Allegedly.
Like, someone got bought out to throw the mat, like,
but I mean, at least if, you know, they were bought out, they didn't like read a script on what they were going to do.
So real quick. So when we opened the show, there was the four of them in the ring and apparently that segment was good. I also missed that coming in, but it was, a lot of people were just confused as to why four heated competitors would be in the ring together.
A lot of people are confused why four men can be civil with each other.
Well, four men that hate each other as much as I guess these guys do. Jericho beat Neville.
Use the lion tamer.
Mm-hmm. Nia Jax squash. They're continuing the Nia Jax build.
Another touch at another dabbling of intergender matches.
Oh yeah,
Bayley and New Day versus the Club and Dana.
Yeah, and Bayley got a drop kick in on Gallows, which is kind of interesting. Jinder Mahal lost to Sami Zayn. Yeah, that's been a rough comeback for Jinder Mahal. He's not. I mean, I kind of assume that
makes sense. I mean, they're bringing back guys who are established as being pretty good back in the day, and now they're using these guys who are established as being pretty good to job out to make the guys who used to job out look better.
It's the circle of life, right? Doctor
Fake Life,
Doctor Gallows and Doctor Anderson with Nurse Dana Brooke that we missed. We missed that.
I watched it on YouTube.
How was it?
Boring.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Bayley really wraps up Raw.
Yeah, and but that match, first off, Cesaro and Sheamus.
Oh, right. Cesaro goes up
2-0. Or no,
Sheamus goes up 2-0, and Cesaro is kayfabe injured. Well, I think kayfabe injured. Yeah. They announced on WWE.com that he's injured.
Wait, does kayfabe mean fake?
Yeah.
Basically. Kayfabe is the world of wrestling.
So work and kayfabe mean storyline. Those are angles. Those are things. Shoot means something that happened that was unscripted. That is a real reaction somebody had. So that's like, so when we say like, oh, at SummerSlam, it seemed like Brock might have shoot on Randy Orton by busting his head open more than, you know, we can't really know. The only people who will know are Randy
what's
and Brock.
What's a work and what's a shoot?
Yeah.
What's real and what's fake?
Right.
The only other segment I feel like is worth getting into was that Paul Heyman promo on Stephanie, which was...
You mean that so Stephanie fun. Promo on Paul Heyman?
Well, but dude, when he was like, I've humbly come out here to pay the $500 fine, and he pulls out $500 in singles and just starts going, 1, 2, 3, and the crowd is just eating up, and she looks so pissed, and then she turns around and is like, I could just fucking fire you. I need Brock. I don't need Paul Heyman. That's when the tables turn. He's just like, Sorry, Steph. I mean, I would never mean to disrespect the heir to the throne. So then once we get into the main event of the night, thanks. I appreciate yeah, we keep the air conditioner running because it gets fucking hot. Darren,
I'm sure they know.
Titus, and then that main event at the end, like I said, Dad's trips coming back, which that caught me off guard. I don't know about you. We haven't seen him since.
Oh yeah, it was very off guard, very surprising, exciting.
Yeah, it was nice to see Trips and looking good, and just you know, we knew he was going to hit Roman.
The real thing that is interesting is how they're going to play this out. Like, is this a face turn for Trips and KO? Is this a face turn for Seth? Is this going to lead up to Seth getting a new finisher? Because he uses the pedigree, but he just got the pedigree used on him. Mm. Like, I wouldn't use the pedigree anymore after that.
There's a lot of interesting questions.
Use
a finisher that's been used on you?
Well, so the pedigree is a move that Triple H used. Sure. Like, this is his move.
Forever.
Sure. And Seth, like, was more or less gifted the ability to use this because he was, like, really close with them.
He gave his blessing.
It's like doing someone's signature thing. And they're like, dude, that's my thing. Yeah. And be like, own thing.
Yeah, so they
okay, look at like Quentin Tarantino. Imagine somebody like trying to make a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
That's not Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Everyone would be like, "What are you doing? Do your own thing. Like, stop being Quentin Tarantino.
Stop casting Christoph Waltz and using the N-word in your script."
But
which N-word?
Not nice. That's the word we're talking about. Those are the double N word. Not nice. Quick, start.
Are you going to cut this part out?
Oh my god, I just might.
Anyway,
But yeah, so it was. So yeah,
I haven't had dinner yet.
Oh yeah, so he gifted the finisher.
This was supposed to have started at 8:00.
Oh. But. I don't know. Maybe they'd make him change his finisher. And it is interesting to see if they... I feel like it's going to be a Seth face turn, most likely.
Hopefully, because he keeps getting face pops.
It's, and also, Roman's not going to get the face, you know, cheers that they want. So they can keep Kevin Owens as the smarky fan favorite heel, but he's still a heel, and turn Seth face out of this. I feel like that's probably the most successful thing that they could do out of it. I mean, there's no way that KO and Seth, I feel like, both remain heels though.
Yeah, because now that Finn's out of the picture, they need a face.
And with Team Canada and Jericho's priceless reaction on Twitter, where he's like, "We did it. We are going to be such good Universal Champions together, me and Kevin Owens, and we're gonna go scarf shopping to celebrate." I feel like they're gonna keep Jericho heel, keep Kevin Owens heel. And honestly, what they're probably going to do is turn Steph and Seth face. I think like Steph's going to wind up turning more face with Mick out of this whole thing.
Who knows?
SmackDown was not a lot of fights that happened. They did a weird little show. Yeah. I mean, for 2 hours. I mean, I still had fun with it. Still enjoyed SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
But I think you commented like there's like 4 matches on the card.
Yeah, there's 5, I think.
5, maybe?
Because they squeezed one in that I wasn't expecting.
They did open up by addressing, they recapped Ms. Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
From Talking Smack. Ms. came out and cut another, I felt like another really strong promo.
Yeah, until the end when he just like walks away.
Exactly. When Ziggler comes out and confronts him.
He's all like, "I'm not a coward. I'm not I'm not scared. I'm tough." And then like, "Okay, well, fight me." He's like, "Nah, I'm good. Bye."
Yeah, I wish that they would have just...
Bye.
I wish they would have just for once had the heel not leave. Although it is also interesting to point out that he did try to get back in the ring and Maurice was
pulling him back.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe they're going to fight at Backlash. So
yeah.
Then we had Apollo Crews versus AJ Styles due to a backstage spelling match thing that happened.
More whatever spelling that was. And spelling, and Cruz loses, obviously. Yeah, so moving on.
Cruz loses. Then we had what is maybe the best part of this entire night. Heath Slater and Rhino interviewed in West Virginia by Renee Young.
Which is fantastic and bizarre and so weird, and I was laughing my ass off the whole way through, but it was just weird as fuck, and involves Rhino making a frowny face out of canned cheese on a saltine.
Wow. And Slater's kids, let me show you my above ground pool. And then his kids steal his car to go hunt and for just cans.
Priceless Renee reactions to everything going on.
It was such an awkward and yet beautiful comedic segment where he's like, how did you become tag-team partner? He's like, Rhino just hated me, and then he beat me up, but then he respected me, and Rhino's just like, mm-hmm, and just keeps eating crackers and Vienna sausages, and it's just like, there's no way to just sum it up. Just go watch the goddamn segment on YouTube or on the network or whatever the fuck. Like, find it on Hulu. Find it. It's a great segment. Also, they addressed his running for mayor still in that segment, too, which is also funny that
state representative or whatever.
Whatever position he's running for in government. So that was a lot of fun. Then we had Ambrose fighting Baron Corbin
as the main event. It was whatever.
It was fine. Alexa Bliss and Natalya did beat Becky Lynch and Naomi
because of a Carmella run-in from nowhere. That was the only good part about it, was Carmella came out of fucking nowhere.
Really, truly did.
And destroyed Nikki Bella, who was on commentary. And then a cool little moment for heel Carmella is that when she went to leave over the barricade, she stepped on Nikki on her way out.
I saw that. That was a really cool, subtle little... Just like stepped right on her. Just like
fuck off. I'm here.
Also, Naomi's entrance with those fucking sunglasses. We have to find, if you're listening to this podcast, thank you. And also let us know if you know where to find these goddamn sunglasses Naomi was wearing, because they changed. Like, it wasn't just that they were like, oh, like a cool, like effect, like glow in the dark effect. Like, it was, they were like LED lights and they fucking changed the patterns on them. They were very sick. Also, what was the one guy who was on Twitter was just like Alexa Bliss, just like,
oh, sit on my face
or whatever on Twitter or Reddit or whatever the fuck. People really into Alexa Bliss. Very, very attractive wrestler. Hype Bros defeated Vaudevillains. Uh-huh. Worth mentioning because of the tag team tournament.
Yeah. Obviously, Vaudevillains jobbed out because they suck, I mean, I guess.
We were talking about how at first we were like, oh, that's kind of an interesting choice that they're putting Hype Bros over Vaudevillains. But it means that Heath Slater and Rhino face the Hype Bros in the next round.
Because the Headbangers came back.
Oh, God. I completely even forgot that that's who they fought against. Yeah, the Headbangers. They came straight back out of the mid-90s to fucking, or late 90s to fight this match. They actually, for old fucks, they looked really good. It was
not bad.
They hit that
and,
one.
I mean, Rhino got cut open. It was a rough and tumble match.
It was especially, I think it was on one of those like flying knees to the outside too. Like, the Headbangers did some moves where I was like, wow, you're really putting your shit on the line for this one time out. But now that the Hype Bros are going to fight Heath Slater and Rhino,
it makes more sense for them to lose to Heath Slater and Rhino and to go to the final.
Opposite side, you have the Usos, who people are predicting will turn heel, versus American Alpha. So if AA wins, goes to the final, fights Slater and Rhino. Right.
Then you have the Usos heel turn interruption that allows for Slater and Rhino to win,
which would be
allowing
cool.
Slater to get the main contract.
And also you could have an American Alpha Usos feud that doesn't revolve around the belt, which leaves you with the belt storyline open for, you know, just more stories you can work with. So a lot of cool stuff. Unfortunately, we're behind on the Cruiserweight Classic, so next week we'll give you more of an update on that. I don't know about you. I'm going to watch it later.
Well, just aired while we were doing this. Right. So
they don't know that. This comes out on Friday.
Shh.
So next week we'll catch back up on Cruiserweight Classic. Also, there's a bunch of WCPW stuff airing. That we can. Mm-hmm. There we go. I got a double microphone.
The one real rumor that seems pretty substantial is that ADR is done.
He's just done
with WWE. Like, it seems like they pulled him from all of his performances, and it looks like he's just going to ride out the contracts at the end of the month, and
then he's
that's done for ADR.
That's crazy.
He's eligible for. He's eligible to fight domestically before internationally, correct?
No, internationally, it's. I think I read he could perform imminently was the wordage used, and
it's an odd word to use.
In the country, it was like 60 days.
Oh, so the opposite. Well, so he can go back to Lucha Underground then.
Yeah,
like pretty quickly.
Well, no, Lucha Underground, I thought was in.
Is it California or Mexico?
I thought it was in San Diego.
I knew it was either in Southern California or Mexico that they filmed. Mm-hmm. I think.
He could go back to AAA.
AAA, yeah, he could go back to AAA. So, regardless, he'll be able to do something to occupy himself. Or just
wait around and have sex with Paige and then go work.
Yeah, what's going to happen to Paige now? Do you think she's going to? Because she hasn't been utilized very well either.
Yeah, she's been injured, so.
She could just, as much as it sucks to say that a 24-year-old might just walk away from the business, like, she could, in theory, I mean, it's not like she would hurt for money. She comes from a wrestling dynasty, so, and he's got money, so she could, in theory. And the other thing, too, is if she wanted to just be like, oh, you know what, I've been injured for the last couple of years, I'm going to walk away for a couple of years and come back, she could easily do that, yeah, go with him.
She's definitely young enough.
And then, yeah, she could come back in a couple of years and still be in her mid to late 20s, so... Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like that might happen. Eva Marie's still suspended.
Who? And she also apparently dyed her hair black. But that's...
I mean, it is... It's not a gasp-worthy thing, but like...
But like her character is...
I just said it's not gasp.
Her character is like all red everything.
That's her
literally her character.
And her hair was dyed like my Marlboro Pack red. Like, it was like...
It was
intense red. Mm. Like, for no fucking reason. And then she branded herself as all red everything.
So she would wear red ring gear and have a huge red.
Her theme song thing. Says all red everything.
Yeah, it's so like her gimmick was red, and now, so her having black hair is kind of like
I still think
gasp, but it's like what?
No, let's keep the gasp. I honestly feel like it might just be that she's gonna go blue because she's on SmackDown.
I could see that, but that seems like it'd be almost a face move. Like, yeah, I'm repping the brand.
There's no way to turn Eva Marie face. Let's be
like,
honest.
It would be a heel move for her to keep being red and being like, it's I should permanent. Be on Raw.
And then, wait, those are the only three that were suspended, right?
Yeah.
Currently?
Yeah.
So, we'll next week, we'll come back and cover more from WCPW and the Cruiserweight Classic. And
leading, it'll be the Backlash. Go-home show for Backlash.
Go-home for Backlash.
Next week.
Which I'm interested to see how they finish out the women's six-pack storyline.
Yeah, definitely interested in that. Yeah. Honestly, I could see AJ taking the belt off of Dean.
That could definitely happen.
Because, seriously, AJ just beat Cena. Like, talk about looking strong.
Seriously.
We should just have Brandon come on every week just to sit here and just
to be our response man.
Yeah, of course. Totally. Definitely.
Like a hype man, but more reasonable.
A hype man, but without the bias. Just like, yeah.
It's like, yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, so a lot of storylines that they got to tie up for SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Could be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So next week, we'll cover Cruiserweight Classic. We'll cover WCPW. We'll go do the go-home show for SmackDown and let you guys all know what the rumors are.
See how Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins.
He's the longest reigning
play out.
Longest reigning Universal Champ.
He's the second guy and the guy who's held the belt the longest.
Yeah, because the first guy held it for one day.
How long has it been around?
For like a week.
Yeah.
The first guy held it for one night and then got in and was injured, so he had to drop the belt. So now he's held it for, as of this recording, he's held it for 3 days.
Okay.
Or two and a half days or whatever.
Yeah,
wow, that's impressive.
But he is the longest reigning.
Technically, that's true.
So, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Small Package.
Small Package.
I've been Corey Poindexter, as Bob Fick,
Brandon
Ivy. Thanks for coming out.
Friend of the show.
Of course, yeah.
Friend of the show.
I'm a friend of the show.
You can find me on Twitter at CB Poindexter. Find Bob at Bob Feckety. You can find the podcast at Small Package POD. That's POD like podcast or the band. Brandon, where can they find you on Twitter?
I don't know if I have a Twitter still.
Oh, shit.
You can find me on Instagram.
Do it for the gram.
What's your Instagram?
BAIV.
At BAIV?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So find them out. We can both testify. Testify, Reverend Dion.
Just wrap this up. I haven't had dinner.
Okay. What are you going to have for dinner?
I'm going to get chicken and rice and going to Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tina. Eat this ham. I can also testify that Brandon's Instagram. He takes great photos. So, at BAIV.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We've been Small Package, and we will see you next week here on Small Package.
Bye. Bye, guys.